what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world they've gone, searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.
Okay, gold miners, welcome to another edition of the podcast of Record Store Recon Edition with Dr. Disc. And Doctor, you there?
I am here.
And we're going to talk about Tom Lounge's record bin. Now, Tom Lounge's is in the heart of Indiana, correct?
Actually, well, it's on the very, very west, northwest side of Indiana. So it makes it appealing for people from Illinois to sneak across the border without getting caught.
So you could tell I'm an East Coaster who doesn't know the Midwest. Anyway, it's in our Record Store Recon print edition, January 2021. And that would be with Elton John on the cover. So Tom Lounge's record bin. I like the way it looks inside. You tell it's a record store by this big old illustrated piece of vinyl on the store, right? Record bin.
Yep. It's easy. Once you've found the store, as you're driving by, you truly know it's a record store.
It hits you over the head, right? Is when you say driving by, is it in like a crowded area, like downtown? Is parking easy?
Well, parking was not an issue. There's a lot of street parking. It is kind of in a downtown-y area, but kind of an older downtown area. So a lot of small single storefront, all next to each other, and it's a really nice store, very nice store. Well, much bigger than you would think from the outside.
From the photos you sent before you go in the store. They had some stools set up with an acoustic guitar. Were people jamming? Was there a little concert there before you went in? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, when people know that Dr. Disc is coming out, they roll off the red carpet. So, Tom does a really good job of promoting local talent. They take a lot of pride in that, and so I think it's almost every Saturday and Sunday, as long as the weather is nice, they've got people out there playing acoustic music. And day I was there, the gentleman was, he's the guy who's produced his own music, and he had a CD out there for sale, and I think it's, I think people enjoy that.
Mm. And the owner is Tom Lounge's, as, on the front storefront, it just says record band, right? Or does it say Tom
yep.
Lounge's? It's not Tom's Lounge, it's Tom Lounge's.
Yep, it is Tom Lounge's record bin.
What's his backstory?
Well, the man is extremely passionate about music, and he comes he comes from a background of the music industry. He did a lot of promotion and production for concerts that used to occur at the Star Plaza, which was a pretty popular venue in the 80s, 90s, and even into the 2000s, right again at that Indiana-Illinois border. Mm. And it's one of the things that makes his store unique. He has the largest collection of uncirculated posters promoting bands that ever occurred at the Star Plaza. And all of those you can get for between $20 and $25. And we're talking, you name a popular band, and he probably has one of the original posters from that.
When you say uncirculated, you mean designs that never made it to...
meaning these were like mint condition posters.
They were, never used. Good, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they weren't hung in stores and have pinholes all over them and things.
Yeah,
like
someone didn't rip them down, so they had rips or... Yeah. Hey, that's how I got some of mine.
Yeah, and these are brand new. They're not reproductions, and I think that's an important thing. And when you're looking at paying $20 to $25, that's a heck of a deal.
See, I would dig that. I mean, some people, when they collect these posters, they want it to be, from New York, San Francisco, like have the Fillmore name on it.
Yep.
I got a couple from San Francisco with the Warfield. But, you know, some people don't look at, like, a Midwest venue, but I would dig it. You know, I would dig it, especially if they're not used. So,
well, I've often heard people say that the Star Plaza was the Fillmore of the Midwest.
Really? So, okay.
No, not at all.
Okay. I was going to say, am I that naive about the Midwest?
No, but it was a very, very popular venue. And, I mean, all the big acts, you know, played there. It's not like this is a place that only had small, you know, performances. They had big, big name entertainment. And if you want to know what's available, just, you know, call the store and they'll be happy to run through the list of what they've got.
Mm. Now, you said when you walk in, especially for the first time, you think you're in a man cave?
Yeah, so, you know, here's what I would tell you. I mean, I think everybody, I don't know, I want to find a store that I can hang out at. That's what I'm looking for. And so this store is probably the best version of a record store that is also a man cave I've ever experienced in my life. I mean, the only thing he doesn't have are some couches right in the main area that you could just, like, spread out on and relax. But, he's got his own personal collection of memorabilia kind of that flows all the way around the top of the whole store. And the guys, it's some pretty extensive, signed memorabilia, and then just has a great record collection, you know, for sale and pins and everything music related that you can think of. And they're pet friendly so that you can even, they have pet treats and watering dishes. So you can bring your dog to the record store with you. It just is it's got a great vibe to the store.
Hmm. Do they have a little water bowl outside for the dogs?
They do. They do.
I know that's pretty hip. Some stores have that. Now, you said they have their own swag, and that's important to you.
Yeah, they did, and they are making it onto the Dr. Disc second quilt.
That will be, maybe you can explain that a little bit for listeners.
Yeah. So my wife was nice enough to take the first 72 shirts of stores that I had visited and cut them into 12 by 12 squares and made a real nice quilt. And you can see that it's on my Instagram. And actually I should give a shout out to Mad City Music because they heard of, or they saw the picture of it, noticed that their store was not included, and so they mailed me one of their shirts. And so they, too, will be on the next quilt that I will make. And so, yeah, Tom's store will be also part of that quilt.
So do you use these quilts, or like when it's cold outside?
I only have one, but, you know, in the Midwest it gets quite cold, and so, yes, I have been using it.
That's pretty cool, man. I would actually probably buy one, so your wife could probably start a business if she wanted to.
I will let her know that.
So there's a second location too, right, in Michigan City, is that correct?
Yep, they just opened up a Michigan City location in June, which is actually bigger than the store in Hobart and has a much more fancy stage. And so, again, it goes back to Tom is very, very interested in keeping live music going. And it's a big part of his life. And so, you know, the Hobart store doesn't really have a formal stage, but it has an area where they do live performances. Michigan City, and I hope to get out there someday when COVID calms down, that has a real stage.
Now, when you went there, a band called Oscar and the Majestics was playing, right?
Well, I just met Oscar. The band wasn't playing, but Oscar happened to be there, which I was really impressed. First time I've actually gone into a record store where a celebrity has been there, other than myself, of course, because, you know, I bring in a huge crowd when word gets out that the doctor is going to be in your store. Oscar's probably in his 70s, I'd imagine, and the band was very popular in the 60s. Was nice enough to sell or to sign an autographed album for me, and went home and listened to it. And, you know, they were a great kind of surfy pop band that just, you know, was pretty good, as a matter of fact.
Hmm. I wonder if our listeners can be turned on to that, or maybe they know about Oscar and the Majestics. So, you know, Tom wanted to create a place to hang out, and you wanted to hang out, obviously. You gave it a good thumbs up, but you said it was a little snug. One issue you had is the lack of room to move around between the bins. If there are more than, say, two or three people looking in one area, correct?
Yeah, I mean, and so, you know, here is the knock against having an amazing amount of stuff, is that, you know, you can only work within the parameters of the space you have. And certainly he could spread stuff out in the store, but then he would probably lose that open area that he has to do the live shows. And rather than probably being a store where he constantly has to move stuff, you know, just to accommodate people coming in, I think he's left it this way. And listen, it shows really nice. But yeah, if he had, you know, if he had 20 people in there at one time, all in the area where the main, you know, vinyl is, it would be a little crowded. But, you know, I was in there during COVID with gloves and masks, and I still felt very safe, and everybody was socially distanced. And so it worked out okay.
You had your doctor gloves on and your doctor.
Of course.
You're used to it. So you said that this is the fascinating thing. They have their own internet radio station.
That is correct. He does a really, really, well, again, I just want to say that this man immerses the whole store in everything music. And so, yes, they have a radio show he does on two different stations. He's on the local NPR station. Mm-hmm. And then he does this online radio station that they are pretty much broadcasting from all the time. I mean, if there's records spinning in the store, then there is music going out through his station.
Wow. So I could go on and listen to the station. I haven't tried yet.
You could.
Yeah, okay. I'll check it out.
As a matter of fact, we have a giveaway that we're going to do at the end of this.
Oh.
And it's going to tie into a little about that, about the radio show.
So you said there was some construction going on, too, when you were there?
Yeah, it wasn't easy to get to the store because Hobart, there are three bridges into Hobart, and two of them were shut down for construction. Mm. So, but I would imagine by now that construction is almost completed, if not completed. And even with it just having the one, it didn't take me more. I think it took me 5 extra minutes to get there, so it wasn't a great loss.
You said that you were, of course, impressed with the selection of rock and alternative albums, but some of the prices were a little high, like, what did you buy, XTC, Oranges and Lemons, and the new Blue Oyster Cult, which is very good, by the way.
It's interesting. I happened to talk to him just the other day after he had read my story, and I figured I was going to get some grief. And he said, you know, you mentioned in the article that our prices were a little high. And he said, you know, we did some looking on Discogs, and he said that, yeah, their Ecstasy was a little bit higher. I think probably $5 more. Mm. But here's what I will tell you. The guy's stuff is top-notch quality. They clean every single piece before it goes out on the floor.
Right.
And they are constantly upgrading their prices. You know, when the two pieces that I specifically talked about were probably items that he had from when the store first opened 3 years ago.
Gotcha.
And sometimes they just hadn't gotten around to updating their prices. And so he did say that he appreciated us pointing these out, and it is something that they are working on and going through and reevaluating some of their older pieces.
Right.
But please visit this store, because if you want to have a good time and you want to see a store that is everything music, this is one of those stores to get to.
And how's their website? That's TomLoungesRecordBin.com.
Yep.
Pretty much as you see.
I will tell you, it's a good site, but Tom prefers, he doesn't do a lot of business through the website, and I talked to him about this, because he really wants people to come into the store and experience the store.
Mm.
But he will do orders. If you want something and you're not in the area, he will do an order for you.
How's he holding up during the COVID times?
He's doing okay. You know, Indiana one of those states that were a little bit more open with their smaller stores than some states that just pretty much shut down. And so he's been doing okay. It's probably the one thing that allowed him to open up a store during the middle of COVID in Michigan City.
Yeah, I could see if, you know, especially guys who love the man cave aesthetic, I could see him wanting people to come in and experience and hang out. So that's cool. And now you say you have a giveaway for Goldmine podcast listeners.
We do. So straight from Tom Lounge's record bin, the winner of this will get a T-shirt. They will get a $25 gift card. They will get some stickers from the store, and they will get a fancy scented candle. And so here is the trivia question. What is the name of the radio show that Tom does every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m.? And if you are the first person to tweet to at Dr. Disc, all spelled out, DOCTORDISC, with the correct answer, and you can find that on the website. Again, the name of the live radio show that Tom does every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m., and you will win that. I will get your information. I will send that to Tom, and Tom will directly connect with you to get you the prize package.
Is the gift card good if I want to buy something mail order through the website?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, he said that he would be happy to work with you to spend it through the mail.
And I can get a candle. You said that they're crystals and candles. That's the little dabbler in his inventory, huh? He likes crystals and candles?
Well, he likes to support local businesses.
Gotcha. And okay.
I believe there's a person in town who does these candles and crystals. He does have a very good selection of local musicians as far as, like, their CDs. And
that's very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of stores that support the local.
Yeah, I am too. Okay, well, you know, listeners, go to TomLounge'sRecordBin.com. Lounges is spelled Lounges. So great. So I hope you get some people contacting you about that giveaway. What's next on the doctor's list?
So next is going to be something special. Our first time ever, we're going to be doing a virtual store visit because of COVID has cut down on the amount of travel that the good doctor can do. So we are going to be talking with Waterloo Records in Austin, Texas, as we do our first ever virtual store visit.
Nice. I'm anxious to see how that goes. Okay, great. Well, we'll talk to you next time, and you could tell us about the virtual visit, Doctor. It was great having you.
Thank you.
I always enjoy these monthly podcast episodes. So, listeners, don't forget to go to goldminemag.com for exclusive content and check in Barnes & Noble and Books A Million and select record stores for the print edition. This will be January 2021, and Elton John is on the cover with Keith Richards, both exclusive interviews. Okay, this is Pat Prince, editor of Goldmine, and Dr. Disc, signing off. We'll see you next time.
Find what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world, they've gone searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.
Looking to expand or move your company? Ohio has the talent you need to scale for growth. Ohio's central location, reliable infrastructure, and top-ranked business climate are here to help you succeed. Get to business. Visit successinohio.com today.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.